Thursday, May 7th, 2026, regular commissioner meeting.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So Robin, you never did find out about the situation for the vote.
Haven't heard anything from him?
I have not either. So I don't know if I'm going to have to drive down. Yes, it was simple. Come on the phone, ain't got me nowhere yet.
Can you even get a hold of Mike?
Oh, yeah, it's hard. So we're going to probably hold that check again. We're going to go through the claims. We don't know. Okay. What else you got for us, sir?
Nothing really. Tractor bids. Continue grading. Started on the sand drum.
Graders are running good?
Yeah. That's a total nightmare, that sand drum.
It's a nightmare?
Oh. Yeah.
Was it sandy or what?
Why is that?
It's a lot of junk.
Oh, cleaning it out.
Yeah. I'm going to start on that fence behind the fire hall next week.
You guys are going to build that or
no,
just move the
material? We're going to tear it out for Wes so he can.
Okay.
He's got nothing backhoe to pull the big post.
Okay.
And we will get with Tommy before we reach it.
What's that?
We will get with Tommy before we reach
it. He's got it staked. There's a jog right there.
Yeah.
I think that worked about the job. What is it? 2 foot?
He's gone down and re-welded back again.
I wonder if we shouldn't build new gates. Those are, they're wire tied on gates.
They're never closed, so why?
Yeah. Make light ones, they can hang back easy. I don't know.
That that sand room too. That I guess that's kind of why I'm in here. That do you guys still plan on doing a door to that back hallway to the bathrooms?
That's my thoughts.
If you are, just suggestion. We should probably cut that door opening before we pour in there, so those elevations are correct, so you don't have a step down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just food for thought. That's
okay. Before.
You know what I mean?
I figured we'd do it afterwards, and then we know how to level that. That's just my advice.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
As long as, yeah, and you could probably see that elevation, I guess, where that existing floor is. But I was just suggestion, I would almost cut that door in first and then just pour up to that threshold, just so you don't have that issue kind of like at the fire hall where now we have got a funky transition from the outside, that outside door to the existing, you know what I mean?
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I just...
And then just obviously drains, if you guys are doing drains, but...
Yeah, I think there should be... There should be a drain in there.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
Unless it slopes enough to the outside door or something, I don't know.
I think you can just slope it and not get into the mess of putting in a drain.
Yeah, because that would be a big project.
It would be very expensive, and we're not looking at this being a daily use... with piles of equipment in and out, a lot of cleaning, it's more of a storage.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, that's my thought. You're not going to do a lot of the other. And if we're going to do that, then we're changing the cost on this.
Considerably.
And you can slope it enough to.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're looking, again, my opinion, we're looking at this being kind of a spillover from the fire hall on Main Street, which has become a major bone of contention with people, and it does not have a drain in it, in the fire hall.
Right.
We do not have a drain in that, and it's a way bigger space, and that was going to be adequate space until we were using it for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, we want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I see it as just put the concrete in, make it,
right.
You know, be because the longer you drag something out, the more ideas and the more
money,
and on my level, the more frustrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that I thought with the floor drink thing, I'm like, man, it'd be. I mean, yeah, it would be nice to have floor drinks in there, but yeah, you're talking a big expense.
Big expense. Yeah. And then once you dig into those things, you find things you didn't know you.
It's
like
you find all sorts of good presents. Yeah. I just have one more thing, and then I can just get out of your hair, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like buttoning it. Am I
no, good? You're fine.
Okay. The Connex out back of the fire hall, that is that county or fire department? Nobody's really, I've asked around.
Well, here's the real thing. The fire department is county.
Well, okay.
I hate to break it to people, but we are one out.
Okay, so what I was curious about too is like who would I get to talk to about like if they wanted dividing walls in there? Because were they going to store like equipment or... things in there county related or fire hall or fire department related?
I think it'll mostly be fire department related, but they can build the dividers.
What are they wanting? Why does this come up?
Well, so the only we're on the board for the street fest,
mm-hmm.
and we have a bunch of stuff, and we need a storage place, mm-hmm. and so. You could say no or yes, but I would suggest that. I said, well, there's Connexes out back. I could put divider walls up, and maybe they would let us use one section of that for street fest. But who would I ask, I guess? You guys or...
We bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And I know street fest stored all their stuff in the fire hall.
Yeah.
Up until...
Yeah.
And that's why we bought the compactors, to get the stuff out of the fire.
Right. And I think that they were just curious about it just because, like, we have stuff here and we have stuff here and
yeah.
there. And
there's stuff at the Colbs' place.
Kathy's.
We don't really know what they have, so...
Yeah, when we bought the Connex, we discussed all that, that we knew there was stuff in garages everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For both the fire department, mm-hmm. the pool, and street fest.
Yeah.
So
something to think about if you guys wanted to, because I could do divider walls in between. I think there's four different 10 by 10 units in there.
Yeah.
And you could just frame up little walls in between each one and then just section them off. Or, I don't want to make anyone mad or anything, but.
I don't know. Does anybody know what's in there now?
I think it should be brought to the fire hall to ask them first, fire department.
Okay.
That would be the first, because it was bought for them to,
mm-hmm.
because of the complaints
yeah.
that I had heard from them.
Right.
I bought it.
Yeah.
And so.
They're nice. They're really nice, too. They're
really
like watertight.
I would like to get another one.
Yeah.
Because that would fix the fence next to the museum part that you can actually crawl over,
Right.
And it would really, it's great windbreak. It's,
we'll put one on the other side.
We don't get a complaint about weed syndrome. They solve so many problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's all I had, so.
There is a fire department meeting tonight.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
At 6:30.
Okay.
So.
I can go there. Thank you.
Where is the fire department meeting?
At the community, well, in the fire hall over there.
Okay.
/ community center.
Cool. Well, thank you guys.
Yep.
See ya.
Okay. We should do the, because the Department of Transportation was on at 11 since. And you're just a bit of transportation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By that car.
I need to have her fix it.
I understand there were some questions, but my name is Jacob Rossler, and I'm here to talk about our project to replace the three bridges on Old Highway 10 out here, and particularly the detour. And so I've got some information here. I think this is what we're currently proposing for the detour. And so it would be that the yellow line there and then the red line. I just designated
Ridge Road
different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is there were some questions regarding traffic count out there and potentially snow removal, or I don't know. I just listened in and caught a little bit from last meeting, but.
So part of it is my concern about when does this project start? When do you tentatively, and I know there's not a hard date.
Well, there actually is a hard date. So the project is awarding today, or not awarding, advertising today for bids, and the notice to proceed is scheduled for October 1st.
Do you want me to make you a copy?
No.
Okay.
I just want to see if they're still looking at Sunrise.
Okay.
And that's a lot of heavy truck traffic that is going to go onto our county roads where we have at this time 2 employees, and so there's going to be wear and tear, and I'll just cut to the chase. I'd like some compensation or some kind of assistance from state or something to help us to alleviate, because that time of the year there's probably quite a bit of road of traffic that's going to be diverted.
Sure. Well, and what we've got in my special provisions here, we call out MDT agrees to repair any damage to these sections of road resulting from the increased detour traffic. So there is protection for the road there. And so what we would do is we'd likely fly it with a drone or something ahead of time to capture exactly what the condition of that roadway is. And then if there is a degradation to the condition of the roadway that's a result of the construction, we'll repair those damages as part of the project.
Great. Okay, Sunrise Trail Road has a bridge across an irrigation ditch. It's a one-lane bridge.
Is that a one-lane bridge? On
what's
one
the load bridge, limit?
5-ton weight limit.
Okay. Sure, if you ask the beef farmers, they won't load a truck over 5 tons.
Most of their trucks wear over, over 5 tons.
Not on that corner.
I mean, you could, but you better not meet anybody anywhere.
The whole corner.
Well, then turn the corner.
Well, I mean, because the other thing that is available is we've got the Sarpy Creek interchange. I mean, folks could just cut off and hit the interstate at Sarpy Creek instead of coming all the way to 312 and dropping south. Or they could hit the interchange, hit the interstate over, and then exit back to get up to town if they needed to and wanted to stay off those roads.
It would really be handy if we could do that with not the local people, but other
with
people
like truck
coming
traffic.
Through. Yeah. Because we got to do our beet harvest, we got to do grain, we got to do everything. But haul cattle, I mean, there's.
How long is this expected to last? Because it's a culvert installation, so it's
yeah,
not like
so it's three bridges removed and replaced with culverts, and our current contract time is 60 working days.
Excellent.
So it's got to be done by the end of November?
December.
That's the idea. They may not get it paved
right
by then, in which case it would just be three little gravel stretches of roadway, and they'd come back in and pave in the spring. If they ran into a delay, what they would do is get gravel down and get the road open. It stipulates in here that the road needs to be open. So contract time will be continued to be charged until Highway 10 is restored to one lane of travel in each direction, which is its current state. If the closure reaches the winter shutdown period, complete the work if it can be done properly. If the fill cannot be properly compacted due to low temperatures, place the fill and it will need to be removed and recompacted in the spring. So worst case scenario, we kind of fill the holes, culverts are in, traffic can run on it throughout the winter, and then in the spring they would come back, take that material back out, and then reinstall it. That I really only see that happening if we have a really, like, a early harsh winter that shuts us down. You know, like last winter, we could have worked all the way through on a project like this. We wouldn't have been able to pave, but we definitely would have been able to achieve compaction and whatnot.
On the Sarpy exchange there, would the beet trucks have to go up to the interstate too then, if you chose that route? Because if the beet trucks have to hit the interstate, then that puts their percentage of leniency on their GVW. It drops it significantly to where they have to really make sure they're...
Well, they're going to turn off They're going to turn off at Clark's. They're going to turn off there and go to the beach.
Okay, so you're not going to make them go to the interstate.
No, we're not trying to where we're coming from over there. We'll probably just go to the interstate.
But we can't necessarily have somebody patrol to say no beach trucks have to go this way.
I know.
I'm just thinking in real life.
I'm just saying like DOT will like the percentage goes down. Like they have a certain amount of leniency in the GVW, like a percentage. Yeah, of overage, and once they hit the interstate, that percentage drops significantly, and it would just be something we would need to be able to tell the farmers.
20% to 10%, so you only lose 10%.
But aren't the farmers going to want to go the shortest, closest route?
For sure.
I would think. And the fewer turns they have to make, the better.
Is there a weight limit bridge on that Sarpy section there, too, between the old highway and Bench Road?
To Sunrise?
It's only got two holes in it.
Okay.
But that road there on Sarpy, that's county too. So your clause there that you would...
Yeah, the clause would still... I mean, basically what we would do is we would adjust our sequence of operations here. So instead of identifying Bench Road and Sunrise Trail, you'd rather do Sarpy Creek Road and I-90? Excuse me, 94. I-94?
Well, and because the Sarpy Creek here where Sunrise Trail hits your yellow one, that other 90 turn right there, that Sunrise Trail, that connects to Sarpy.
Okay.
So that would be the other, I mean, I see.
So you just take...
Oh, I would say if we were to make a detour, just go all the way to the interstate.
You want that, but I'm telling you, if people are using, they're going to go...
So you're saying Bench Road all the way to Sarpy? And then to the interstate there?
I don't know.
Definitely say that's the ideal. I would say the ideal way would be Sarpy to the interstate.
Yes.
But you can't block off Sunrise Trail.
No.
But the detour would be all the way to the interstate.
And Sunrise Trail won't be blocked off at all by this project. It's really just where that stretch of old Highway 10 where the three structures are. And so, and we're not telling people that they can't go in some of these alternate routes. It's just a matter of...
But what I'm saying is whatever we identify, if then the people are using this and it's damaged, we're not going to get compensated, correct? Right. I mean, if whatever we decide today is the detour route and these other ones get damaged because of you, we don't get any compensation because of how that contract's written. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, the way this is written is it's specific to the detour route.
Yes. Yes. And so whatever we decide is irrelevant as to what people are going to do, but it's relevant as to what we would get compensation for damage or deterioration to our roads.
Sure.
So we have to think about what are the people going to use, not what we want them to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can mark it all you want, but we're all going to do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you guys think?
They're going to use Valley Frontage Road as well.
That will not hold up at all.
How many beach are on it, though? Fields.
But that's what he's saying, that they would take Valley Frontage Road. Yeah. But not if you block it off. The detour is on the Sarpy Creek Bridge, and it is blocked off there only to through traffic, then you can't get to Valley Frontage Road. Unless you cross Dallas's little bridge.
You better not cross there.
Not many people are going to do that. So that would push them up either towards the interstate or to Sunrise Trail. And...
Bench is going to get beat up.
I don't think there's any beats from Sarpy Creek to Tal.
Above? Is that what you're saying?
So you're saying west of Sarpy Creek?
On Old Highway 10, there's no beats. On Old Highway 10, from Sarpy Creek to town, there's no beats.
Okay.
There's nothing on Miller's?
Oh, AC's might have some on Miller's, but that would probably just go back.
Mm-hmm.
AC's might take, I don't know. We'll probably go up to the interstate from Dallas's, because we've got 130 acres on Dallas's, but we'll probably go to the interstate.
Okay.
instead of taking the Valley Frontage Road, but AC's might take the Valley Frontage Road. But there isn't.
There's not that many.
There's maybe 200, maybe 250 acres that would take Valley Frontage Road. If we don't, it's probably down to under 100, around 100.
And it's not just beat trucks. That's the thing. There's
no, it's not just beat trucks.
Well, no, you feel bad about the beat truck guys, because if you got every gunsel and his camper and everything else meeting you on that road.
I guess what I would say was to stop it at Sarpy Creek. That's where the detour starts, is at Sarpy Creek Road, and then use Sunrise Trail to Bench Road to protect the county. I mean, I don't think you can protect the county on Valley Frontage Road. Mm. Because I don't think it's going to get used that much, but you should try to protect Sunrise Trail.
Then all we got to do is make this line a little bit longer and go up that way. Mm-hmm.
So we'll just extend that yellow line straight over to Sarpy.
Oh, it doesn't go straight. You got to go to this 90-degree turn and then straight.
Sure, but I mean, continue it on.
Yeah. Instead of this orange here, just make the orange go on the south end.
So then Sunrise Trail Road won't be part of the detour.
Well, that's actually Sunrise Trail over here.
Okay.
It'll be the other half of Sunrise Trail.
It'll be just that small portion of Sunrise Trail, and then back onto Bench.
And that connect, you'll come off of Sarpy over here.
Actually, it'd be more miles of Sunrise Trail than what it is now.
Okay, because it's Sunrise Trail after it takes that jog. Bench Road ends at Sunrise Trail.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
It goes to Sarpy. Yeah. Well, we can keep both of them, couldn't we?
Sure. They really only mark one detour, and I would really prefer for the public safety to not have them on that bridge.
Correct.
That one that goes there.
Well, all the way around Belchester. From the bottom all the way past Bobby's house is not very good to meet truck traffic.
Mm-hmm. If we bring them in the other way, it should help.
A lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for public safety and all the things, is just this with that turn and all of that.
Is Sunrise Trail there paved between Ventro and Sarpy Creek? It is, okay.
I don't know any longer. Beat trucks can have
What's
trouble.
What's your brother's address?
It's Bench Road. Bench starts from this highway, and Sunrise Trail goes up to Bench. When Bench turns, it all turns into Bench. Sunrise Trail ends.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is Bench that heads over to Sarpy.
Yes.
I was just thinking.
Sunrise Trail goes just past Bobby's house, and when it hits that T, it turns into Bench Road.
I just knew who everybody lived on it. I didn't know that.
Just drive down, you're mad time you get to the end.
So it wouldn't have Sunrise if Bench turns.
It would be
right,
Bench to Sarpy.
If Bench turns south and then turns back to the east to Sarpy Creek, then it isn't anything on Sunrise Trail.
No, nope. It would be Road. Sarpy and Bench.
Yeah. And that's all paved, but that would be.
Yeah.
Do we make a motion? Is that what we have to do? And do we get to sign that contract?
This isn't a contract. This is just my special provisions for the project.
Okay.
And so what I've got here is, so this is our contract time special provision. So it's got October 1st and then 60 working days.
Okay.
And then this is our sequence of operations. And within that, we state following routes under jurisdiction and maintained by Treasure County can be utilized for the detour during the construction of the project. And right now it states Bench Road from Old U.S. Highway 312 to Sunrise Trail Road, and then Sunrise Trail Road to Highway 10. We will change that so it would read Bench Road.
It'd be Sarpy Creek from Old U.S.
It'd be Bent Road to Sarpy Creek Road, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sarpy Creek Road has a road number, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's 384.
Yeah. On this side, too?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, this would be Bent Road from Old U.S. Highway 312. This would stay to Sarpy Creek Road, and then we would strike out this Sunrise Trail Road, and then we had maintained this Once construction is complete, MDT agrees to repair any damages to these sections of roads, or it'll be this. This section of road resulting from the increased detour traffic. The contractor desires to utilize different routes that are under the jurisdiction and maintained by the county. As detour routes, the department and the county will discuss the request, and the above repair conditions would apply if an alternate detour route is approved.
Okay.
Does that sound acceptable?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know that I necessarily would an email or something work to be sufficient for approval to
you guys? For me.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so we all know what we agreed on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I send an email, and I'll just include all of you on the, as recipients, and then if you could maybe reply back, approved as discussed or something like that.
Yep. Is that standard contract? I mean, is that your standard thing that there's a repair on when detours are used?
I don't know if it's exactly the standard. I mean, we traditionally try to repair anything that we've damaged as part of our projects.
Sure.
These special provisions kind of jostle around a little bit from project to project, but we've certainly used this language in the past.
Okay. I think about past projects and how Treasure County missed an opportunity. When we did the Myers Road, how bad the sugar road beat up.
Yeah.
You mean cut across road?
Cut across and sugar. All of us had to come on sugar.
Oh.
You know, down there. And
yeah, they just drove off.
I don't think we have.
We made them when they did the railroad spur. We made them bond, and then they wouldn't fix the roads. So.
Yeah.
I'm still learning, that's why I asked. I'm not criticizing.
Sure.
I need to know, because there's not a lot of projects that happen in our community, and so I'd like to I learn more by conversations. I do
sure.
a heck of a lot of research, but if I've never seen it, I've never seen it. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me. I will get this revised, and I'll get an email to you guys today.
That'd be great. And I look forward to the culverts. I love the culverts.
Yeah.
And these one-lane bridges over here, they're not good.
Yeah.
Well, I think those bridges were installed in 1945.
Yes.
So they're definitely at end of life.
Did they use used material when they built them?
What's that?
They're the newest ones in the county.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, are you one of these?
No, I'm good.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I have yet to find a rail car, but I am on the hunt. We will get that so that we can get on with that other bridge. Because I know Kenny does haulage, and it's heavy.
Yes. And corn.
But that haulage don't take that first cutting. And every frost gives us some more days because it's kicking the alfalfa.
Yeah. Doing the dice. It's 15 degrees. Froze up the pump, busted in. They even had it covered.
Oh, thank you. Thicker than the other.
So that would be the bridge going down from the schoolhouse? Growing up in the schoolhouse?
Yes,
yeah.
The gym, yeah.
Fast sense.
Okay.
How long have you heard the shape?
I was going to drive that yesterday and I was running out of time. Yeah.
Beams are
going to Adam looked at it and there were some ways that we could maybe shore it up with my wife and so that. But if we put rail car of some variety, we can do that while there's water in the ditch and we don't have to worry about it.
Cash amount is nice.
So you just use the
shrews.
Existing buttons.
Existing buttons.
Yes.
Concrete buttons.
Okay.
They seem to work out of it.
Lynn Dolphin's looks great. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
I think they're strong.
Yeah. And you just don't have enough width across there, so you'd never have all your axles on it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. They are double tough just the way they
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
And if we have to, we'll sheet it, right?
It is sheeted. Oh, well, this one will really be sheeted, but we sheeted Oldgren's.
Oldgren's, because the wood went bad.
Yes. Yeah.
Lots of things we can do with getting the material in there.
Lipowitz didn't have anything?
Not when I got a hold of him, so I'm going to keep working. I can't find him anywhere. I think everybody, there was.
They found out they're good. I bet most places you could set just very good. Like we're using, like Chinese wall, the old ones. There's about 6 of them on each side, he says, on top of it. Mm-hmm. On the bank.
So I'll have to figure it out. Over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, even if we were all interested, I think it would work.
And those are $200 a jack.
Yeah, that was very reasonably done.
You can't pour the cement for that price.
It's not the page I want.
Okay. Thanks over to the tractor.
Off to the tractor. Let me sit over here for lunch.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Get in the hot seat.
We'll talk about it when your father gets home.
That's
yeah.
It's
really bad.
Yeah, I never wanted to hear that.
Well, I stopped at the courthouse yesterday in Rosebud County, and the commissioners, two of them, were just walking out of their office. And so where are you guys headed off to have some playtime, or is it recess time? No, we got called to HR.
Whoa. You don't want to be called in there.
Yeah. Ed says it was like being called to the principal's office.
Well, they do well, man.
Well, they wouldn't admit to any wrongdoing, would they?
I guess they had trouble hardening with a teacher, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Substitute teacher.
We got messes all over the place with teachers.
Making them hold a book over their head and write with the opposite hand. I don't know what. It sounded weird.
Substitute teacher doesn't have that authority.
So.
Give us a spew, boys.
What you got?
I guess I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
What kind of tractor you got for us?
So a 120 Workmaster was what I was proposing based on its cost effective. For Hysham County, you're using that during the summer seasons. Robin said they like the 130As, and you can get a lot of features and a lot nicer, fancier tractors. And I mean, honestly, I'd like to give him a Vestrom, but the cost effectiveness of it is probably not. You take a $150,000 tractor, $130,000 tractor, they're going to be a lot nicer, a lot more comfortable, have 12-speaker sound systems and different things like that. But I had to ask myself, do those guys need that, when you're just mowing weed? I was proposing two ways. I gave Ruth and a copy of also a lease purchase, and then also we have 0% financing that we could do, but you lose all the cash program. So as we're looking at financing, it would be $94,000. I talked to Jason and I got a hold of the case rep. That's why you guys see me walking back and forth. And they will also throw in at that $94,000 instead of have to add it on top. Or if you did it cash, we will throw in the 5-year, 2,000-hour warranty on top of that tractor. The other thing is, I know that there's a lot of there could be a Deere dealership, you could call CMB, you could call McCormick, you could call, whoever, anybody else. And what I would say is, I'm born and raised in Forsyth, Montana. What I see a lot of, you know, when I go to these county things, whether it's for Forsyth or Hysham, a lot of times we aren't always the cheapest. You know, there might be somebody that's $3,000 or $4,000, but I lose a lot of bids too dear, you know, over $2,000 or $3,000. I would say the value that I would bring is me personally, is it supports our community, you know. For me, my thing is I've been trying to keep a lot of these businesses like Torgerson's in places like Hyde, and without the support of the community, it's hard to do that. So when you're thinking about making that decision, I would ask that you know, I would like the county to support, you know, what I do. I'm here for you. I know our service departments aren't perfect, but nobody's are. But anything that you bring to me, Justin Ferguson, personally, I will address and take care of, you know.
That's what the guy needs. That's worth more than the $2,000 or $3,000. We got to haul it to Billings or Miles City or Belle Fouche every time something happens. There's a hell of a lot of expense in that.
Right. And with warranty, and I'm going to see too, I'm going to see if I can extend that out for another 2 years and maybe max it out. I'm dealing with those Case guys and just trying to, or New Holland guys, whatever, they're both the same, but trying to get as much out of them as I possibly can. So whatever I can add on to that, I will, whichever route you guys decide to take.
If we just wrote you a check tomorrow, what would we pay?
What was that?
It was $84,439 is what came off of the one sheet.
Yeah, so if you wrote me a check tomorrow, I would include the warranty, and it would be at the just call it $84,000 to make it easy.
You can't make it $79,900.
No, not with the warranty. I couldn't. Not with throwing
it. Well, sell the tires
the
later.
The question I have, and maybe Hannah needs to come, is because we're over 80 on all of this. You did go get competing bids.
Let me go get.
Let's see how bad it is.
But we didn't really advertise it. But the fact that we didn't advertise it, but you solicited the bids, if that suffices, I don't know.
I was just curious.
I don't, with the change in the way they've tweaked that law, I don't know anymore.
It's $85,000 now, isn't it?
It's 80.
About to make it 85. 79.9? I could. No, it's gotta be legal. It's gotta be 100%, man.
Yeah. Sure you can.
You can have minutes. Well, we're gonna figure out if we're following the procurement. Right. If we're over 80, we have to go through all these deals.
All right, hold on.
Deals.
Which is only advertising at the three places for 2 weeks in town.
Exactly.
You just got to post it in town.
Yeah.
You just can't do it today. You'd have to do it at the next.
But the only track.
But we have all the bids. We did it. We just didn't advertise it.
So apparently you didn't get a chance to sell them a track, sell them a tractor, but we're kind of going to work with dealers and warranties. And
right.
So. Yep, we got to advertise.
Well, we're going to see. It might be $79,900.
Well, wait a wheel and deal then.
We bought an ambulance like that once.
Oh, yeah. Then buy the tires later. I've done that to the bank before.
Actually, we bid that one. But the bids were too high, so we.
So when you buy them, you have to deal pay with extra for the longer warranty. Is that what kind of warranty we would come up?
Do you like this tractor? That's the next question I had.
No.
You told me yours.
It's a little small tractor. I mean, it'll work.
Well, I mean, that's a question we need to know.
He was going to get another number on the bigger one. But it'll work. It'll make it work.
So. That warranty, what does a new tractor come with? What's the warranty come
standard with? Out the gates, 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Yes, yeah, so you're adding 3 years essentially, is okay. What you would be at five. Jason said we can't get to 79, we'd be losing money.
Yeah.
He said if he could do it, he would in a second. I said, well, let's make it easy. And I tried to sales pitch that real quick and I got shut down.
Well, yeah, I bet. We're talking about
it. Justin, you could also sell the extended warranty separately.
Exactly.
From the
tractor at 79.
You split
the warranty on a different.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, I think I could make that work. Yeah, I could make that work. Yeah, I can do that.
Robin, you want a price on the bigger tractor?
It will have to go out to bid.
Yeah, but he's already said it's about 130.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the New Holland? Because I don't know what a New Holland Workmaster is. Is that what the
state runs? It's the same tractor as David Rickett has sitting at his shop.
Is it what the state runs? What is the state?
Oh, yeah, they run a lot of New Holland. It just it varies. A lot of theirs are two-wheel drives. They don't MFD.
Yeah.
Typically, when you get into those bids, it comes like the big, huge state ones. They come from way up above me.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I actually think a New Holland rep himself handles those state bids.
I was just looking.
They probably do it through with Torgerson's, but that's probably a BT Brian Torgerson deal and the state themselves and New Holland rep. That's way above my pay grade.
Well, I was just for
but if,
me
like,
to understand
say,
what tractors they were. Would this be comparable to kind of what the state's running?
Oh yeah, front wheel assist. Yeah, except for they wouldn't have front. They don't run a lot of front wheel assists. It's all two wheel drive.
Because he had said this one seemed kind of small, but
what size are they?
My.
They range all the way from 50 horsepower tractors all the way up to whatever they need to run some of those really big mowers that they put on them.
What horsepower would this tractor?
120. It's got enough snort to it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Robin had talked about the weight situation, but you could put a weight kit on them, or you could just put. Nobody does calcium chloride anymore, but beet juice is...
It's hard to get your tire fixed.
Yeah, but beet juice you can put in. Rolling rubber comes down. I did it for salmons and some other people that wanted weight, you know, more weights. And instead of, you know, you look at a weight kit, and this is for a bigger tractor, of course, for a Puma. So, I mean, it's going to be considerably less for a smaller tractor. But, I mean, it was $8,000 for that weight kit. Or you could add that weight with beet juice for... whatever it was, 14, like $1,500. I mean, $7,500. I mean, do you want the weight kit on there or just want to put some juice in the tires?
So is the 130 a Puma then?
No, that I'm talking two different tractors.
No, I mean...
A 130 is a farm all.
The 130 is a farm all.
Yeah.
So what's the 120?
The 120 is just a work mess.
But that's the New Holland. What's the case version? It's a farm all too, isn't it?
No. They're different... Different. So you'd go to a Power Star 130. If you wanted to be comparable to that 130A, you'd go to a New Holland 130 that's a Power Star.
Oh, so it is a bigger class of tractor.
Yeah.
It's not just 10 more horsepower. There's more to it.
Yeah, there's more to it than that. But the 120s will run that more all day. We had a 120 out to them for... It just, you know, the convenience. The 130s are a lot nicer. Nicer tractor. You know, just depends on how much you want to spend.
$35,000 more though.
$50,000. And that's even if you buy one online. You know what I mean? And that's just a guesstimate. I mean, it might be a little bit more, but I think I can probably. The last one I sold was right around 130-ish. Sold for Ryan. I mean, that was a year ago, but I don't think it's changed drastically.
So this one is an international.
It's the Case New Holland. Yeah. I mean, New Hall. It's all the same. It's the same thing. It's just New Holland on certain things has better pricing. And we order those Workmasters in. They're basic. So it's the cost effectiveness of it. When you switch over to a different, like, so Workmaster versus Power Star, it's all the options. So you get the more speakers, you get the nicer seat, you get the more luxury. I mean, that's all you're paying for. When you look at a Workmaster, it's plain Jane. It's A versus C. Or, you know, when you go to that 130A, though, in the case class, usually when you order those, you order the, how do they word it? It's a different version. So you can order different packages. You can order tractors 1,000 different. I mean, that's a little extensive of an exaggeration, but you can order them a lot of ways. I mean, Robin and I could sit down and build one. And get a cost on it, how he wanted it, if we wanted to do that.
AC and heater, that's all we need.
Well, you got your tractor.
And the reality on this, I mean, on average, we have not been using this tractor over 100 hours a year.
Right, so
is it, and then to put that into real deal, that's 2.5 weeks' work. out of a 52-week
year. So would I spend 50 grand? If you were asking me from a cost effectiveness, no. Yeah. I mean, if you were doing it, do you want
if
to make Robin more happy?
Yes. No. No. This is... Come have dinner with us at our place sometime and see how my husband has to survive.
Are you guys going to keep this tractor 5 years, or is this just going to stay?
This is going to be owned and...
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I mean, what's the trade? I mean, if you're looking at trade-in, the farm all trade a lot easier than this plain Jane thing, too.
Well, the last tractor we had, I think it was only about my age.
Yeah.
And we sold it then when it... We sold it years down the road.
Right, but that's what I was wondering, if you're going to trade it at the end of warranty, or if you're just going to...
No. No,
this is a permanent purchase.
Yeah, it's a purchase that'll probably be here.
Which,
15 to
what 20. I probably shouldn't say out loud, and I guess, can we off the record for a second? Is once you're out of warranty, I would delete them. You know, no matter which one you have.
County, we don't have to have that on there.
You don't. Oh, you can take it off.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Don't even have to worry about that then.
I don't know if you can warranty it if it's taken.
No, I meant after warranty. Mm-hmm. Once you're out of warranty. Because the only issues anybody has with any tractor, and I don't care if it's green, purple, blue, is usually has to do with DEF systems. And what usually creates those is most people are used to the old school cases, the 806 or the John Deere 4020, just to throw a couple names out there. But they're used to low idle, right? And with these DEF tractors, if you're going to sit there and let a tractor idle, you have to leave it at 1500 RPMs. Otherwise, the DEF system just, it hates it because it has to have enough heat to produce that. You know, in the summer, it's not an issue, but a lot of times that's where I find DEF issues is it's the misrunning of the tractor and it's the education of it. Most guys don't know that. But
so the real thing we've got to come down to is the money on it before we even make a decision to buy or not. And how because to me it would look like we have to do a federal mineral royalty and then set it up to where the road department pays that over the 5 years, as we would have with the lease or anything.
Like we did the last one.
Yeah.
We do have some in that capital project. I think there's $28,000 in that capital project.
We've committed some of that to this piece of equipment we have not received.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And so.
Okay.
For me personally, I like this tractor at that 79.
As far as cash, we can only say we actually have 1 year's worth, so 14,000 in there.
I don't know. What do you think? I like this price at 79.9 on this tractor, because every other of these other ones, it's not even a comparison.
No, and there's no point in paying the extra 50 for the.
So you're gonna that for the tractor, and then the other 521 or whatever for the. Extended warranty.
Well, we're going to discuss if we even need that.
Because I mean, it's not something you have to have. It's going to come with 2 years full bumper to bumper anyways, and then you're going to have another year of powertrain hydraulics, and then the emissions is covered for 5 years no matter what anyways.
Yeah. And again, do we really want to spend a lot to buy an extended warranty on a tractor that runs 100? I run my lawnmower more than this tractor runs. And so...
has there been any foreseen problems with them?
No, I mean, issues. I mean, maybe some, adjustments, they're like minor stuff, but that would be, like when Rickett bought his, there was some adjustment with the lever or something. That's all stuff we would take care of.
Yeah, but I mean, the transmission and
issues like that. Just the adjustments that a mechanic overlooked during their pre-delivery inspection. I mean... unfortunately, yeah, that does happen, but I don't like it. I don't like when customers call. There's an issue with the service department. You get more than those than you prefer to hear, but it's never a joy for me personally.
No, don't matter.
$650.
I figured we just take mineralty.
And then they pay it back
over a period of 5 years, because we hate to mortgage anything. Yeah. These are all...
It surprises people when you tell them we're debt-free.
Yeah, we're so damn cheap, we don't spend anything.
That's true.
It's the only way you could do it. This county, you know, we don't generate a lot of money.
That's the cash, because that other was financing at the 0%, so the 79.
Cash, yeah.
And that'll work?
Yeah. Without the warranty, yeah.
I move we buy the tractor.
I'll second it. And can you give us a contract that we could do today?
Yep. Okay. You give me about 10, 15 minutes. And okay. All in favor?
Yeah. All right. Tractor. Now, do we need warranty?
No, I don't think we do. We can discuss that later, because we have 2 years. You can always... That warranty, you can buy the warranty later, right?
Yes, you have... On these deals, but the price on the warranty may fluctuate, but you can still do it as new. So when your base warranty starts, if you add that warranty within that 2 years, it's still considered a new tractor. You're still buying new warranty. Yes. It's not out of warranty, so you're still not going to get charged enough. So let's say your warranty expired, and then you came down 2 months later, and you're like, Justin, I want to put warranty on this. Well, if it was $4,000, it's probably going to be $8,000 now because it's expired. But if you do it, like let's say tomorrow we process this, we run that contract, and you say you want a warranty start date of June 1st, 2 years from June 1st in, what's this year, 26, so 28 June 1st, as long as you renew that warranty prior to that expiration, it's going to cover.
But if it's running good, why would you?
That's what I say. There's no reason to even act on that.
You warranty your little John Deere tractor to get you mobile on with it?
No.
I bought a pump yesterday. I wish I had a warranty. We took it out of the box, and the side of the pressure switch and all that busted off of it. A hole in the pressure tank.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If we don't have one, I will get you one to use. Until it shows up, I will make sure there's a tractor for you to use. It should be here before the end of May, but I don't like that when they tell me that. I usually figure a month after that. You know, in today's world, they'll tell you it'll be here May 21st. Like, we're not supposed to have any of these windrowers. That 2505, they told me when I called a week ago for a customer that it wouldn't be here till June 23rd. Sell them something else, find something else. And then all of a sudden, magically, in the last couple days, I drove through the lot yesterday, and I'm like, wow, here's the 2505 that they said wasn't going to be here till June 23rd. So it just, I don't know how they logistics that and why it's so complicated, but I would rather it show up earlier than I told you than later. You know, I would rather tell you it's going to be here June 1st, but I will make sure you have something to use. And it's Steve, no matter what it is. If I got to give you that 175 Puma to run, I will.
That'll spin the motor.
That'll be comfortable.
Okay, so before we get to lunch, I didn't get told we wanted the weed department. Can we discuss it under department heads?
Are you good with me going?
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, sir.
You're going to come back after lunch with the deal?
Yeah, I'll have it in 5 minutes. Okay. I just got to go outside.
This will make it so you don't, if you didn't have to come back this afternoon. Because of the, you can tell us what happened to weekend.
Okay, so we got two contracts, two proposals, I guess, bids for doing the weed spraying. One was through Red's Fix a Shop, which was Vince Thomas, for $85 an hour, pretty sure plus chemical, because he gave us a list of chemicals. I didn't bring anything. I looked through, and I don't have the emails, and I didn't grab anything at the meeting. And I think we had to redo the contract anyway, so when I was getting ready to come into town, I was just like, I'm not even sure if I need to be on the agenda anyways, because there's no contract to sign anyways, so it's not really an agenda item yet.
And as soon as we're out of money, it's over with, huh?
Right, yeah, and the contract said $10,000, which after talking to Marley the other day, I think we have a lot more than that now, but...
Well, you just get to spend what you get, what we are milling. I mean, what your tax revenue is, not the cash in the account.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but that's even.
Yeah, and it should include what we pay the secretary and everything, too. Mm-hmm. So that all has to be put into the equation.
The second bid was $64 an acre.
And he covered the chemical and everything. And then we met with Amy afterwards, and it got pretty confusing that way, because we didn't know how his labor was going to be separated from chemical, because the 2840 you can't charge chemical to, so we didn't know how he would even bid it, or how he would submit the bill, because if he submits it with chemical on it, then we can't pull it from the 2840, because then you need an EA, environmental assessment, to pull it from 2840 if you're buying chemical. 2140 you can buy chemical with that account. So that got, and we haven't re-talked to him, but it looked like to us, Vince's bid would probably end up being a little bit cheaper than the $64 an acre. If Vince is doing the spraying, he knows the county and everything also. So we kind of decided, there was three of us on, well, Dan Stark were on the call, but there were three of us that decided that we would go with Vince's bid, I guess. But the contract was wrote per acre, so we had to talk to Vince about how to reword that, or how he wanted that reworded, by the hour.
But he uses his own equipment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a bunch of chemical over in the shed?
I wouldn't say a bunch, but there's some over here.
Yeah, and he could probably use that up too. So. And he would know what he's using.
Yeah.
Basically, what he was going to be using was Tordon and a Milestone, I think. And Escort. I can't ever. Dan told me a bunch of times what Escort was, but I can't remember.
So we should have you on the next meeting as an agenda item, and you'll have a contract.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And now, do you guys need to approve those bids, or we approve the bid and you sign them, or
you recommend and then we have to approve?
County commissioners sign the contract, but yeah, you recommend the bid and contract.
Recommendations.
It's over $500, and ultimately, we have to approve any claims money going out. You recommend it, but do you guys recommend it? And so you just
The one that Vince would be contracted with is Treasure County, as opposed to the Lead Board. The Lead Board is just a sub-board of the county, so they'd be the ones to sign it.
Okay.
I just had planning board secretary stuff, which I'd already visited with you guys about. If now's okay, I just jumped right in, but I think I can get done fast.
It's 12:30.
31:30.
It's been 12:30.
I've noticed that clock was off. I just updated what I had emailed out with this little thing. If that looks okay, I will advertise. Now, they put a deadline on here.
200 months.
They can change that or leave it open until soon. I think Susan's hope was having a deadline for her sake to know.
Yes, she wants to be done.
Yeah.
If it happens, she wants to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I will get it emailed out to part-time ones.
She's still the planning board secretary, isn't she?
She's right now, but
she submitted it.
She has resigned.
Yeah. She'll help train and whatnot, I think, for a while. Okay. But
so we're trying to find a new one.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I don't think so either. In fact, I'm kind of pondering if we should move that date up, because I don't want to have to leave it open if we
You could have put it at the end of May.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before then Memorial Day, and then we could act on it at our first meeting in June.
That. I like that idea. Okay. So that's okay with you guys. I'll proceed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had sent emails where you make sure that because of this stipend thing and the hourly thing and the no tax on overtime and all of that, I didn't in any way want anybody to think we would ever remove existing stipends. I just, as I said at our meeting last night in conversation, our employees are the face of the county, and they take a lot of pressure that they have no control over. And so I wanted to eliminate as much as we could, because they are the face of the county. They are the ones that get all the things, and then we come twice a month and here it, and it's unpleasant for them, and so I just want to protect them, please.
I drive in quick and then try to leave.
The really sad part is that people who are complaining won't come to us to complain. They'll come right here.
It's unfair for the employees because they do a really great job, and that really isn't in all of the job descriptions you've done. Nowhere does it say, "Oh, and by the way, here's the other thing."
We have to deal with the public. Are we on? Yes. You don't get to pick what the public does.
No, you can't control other people.
No, like I told Marley where the sign is. There's a sign over her door that says complaint.
I just wanted to make them know that it's appreciated. And we don't want to get any offense.
That's some complaints, speaking of, that we received last week. Yeah. So, and again, it always happens when I'm not in the office, and I feel like sometimes my girls are just kind of like, well, it's not really
I think she
my deal.
Handled it well.
It's Danny does. Danny handles it very well. There was a broom and everything in there. It's just not the big broom. There were utensils in there to use, or supplies in there to use, because I did ask Nicole about some of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I fully understand. And at the end of the day, you go to any other facility that it's not yours.
Yeah.
We've had to do this. We had complaints because the building wasn't clean enough. We've increased our cost to clean and do things. Now, because of that, now we get complaints because it's not the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it is.
Mm-hmm. And then there was discussion about the tablecloths and leaving them out more frequently. But if you leave them out frequently for anybody to use, they're going to get worn and torn. And so I said, if you guys just tell Nicole to put them out for you, she will put them out for you.
Yep.
And Nicole herself told this complainant that my phone number is right here, just call me. Mm-hmm. She never got a phone call.
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean,
but you can go to Party Town if you're putting on a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank's kind of wondering, like, okay, so what is the county's responsibility to provide? Are we on the unlimited paper towel source? Or
yeah.
There's going to be a limit for how much free paper towels you get.
The cost keeps going up.
Yeah. Right. And then a lot of the complaints come with some of the quilting issue. And at the end of the day, it's a county building and you use it for free. I mean,
We've discussed a $25 issue like it was a $25,000 issue.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
Okay. You're already back with your stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fast.
You just need a signature from whoever.
And then, he stepped out at the moment.
I have a copy machine in here. I'll give you a copy. I don't have the serial number or the stock number in there because we'll have to
get that on insurance and things.
If you can email it to me.
We'll have that. I'll give you a copy once I receive that. But this will be hot off the showroom floor. So.
Excellent.
Awesome.
And then check just next commissioner meeting?
Well, they'll have to send us an invoice.
Okay.
Well, you don't need to rush right to it. You got to see wheels on the ground, man.
Gotcha. Just making sure.
Yeah, you're good.
So, is there any applicants for the road department job?
We have
2. 3?
Oh, 4.
You got 4 now?
We have 4. Well, actually, I take that back. We have 3, and I gave 1 out today.
So when does that get?
We have to set a time to do
interviews. Which?
You could do them before the end of the month, so they start June.
Yep.
That would be beneficial, too, to have an extra person as we get to June. So it's technically, historically, we're going to get boatloads of rain on Bucking Rush weekend or Memorial Day.
Yep.
I mean, those are things that we can kind of count on. Yeah.
Miles City gets rain on Bucking
Rush. Exactly.
Yeah, Miles City every year.
Every year. Yeah.
But that's so nobody else does.
Yeah. And so by then we'll have some soft things. And maybe it'll stop freezing.
You know,
It's so dry now.
And you can sign up in there. That, I don't know why they make that line so tiny.
That's all right. Quite insane.
Yeah, we already did it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, for the bill, this is the invoice, but I wanted to have all the...
Yeah.
I'll give you a copy of this.
Do you need so much money down, or what do you need?
No, I don't think with it being county. I think as soon as the tractor shows up, I'll just come down and you guys can issue a check if that works for you.
Just get it on, because we have to be in through the claim process. So you have like 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks.
Yeah. Our next meeting is May 19th.
Okay. So it's before that, and then the next one is June 2nd?
Yeah.
No,
it's June 4th.
Oh, June 4th.
Okay, but we can have the check.
Or 9th, I mean, June 9th.
Yeah, I mean, you can give me the check whenever you want, and it doesn't matter. Whatever works for you guys. I don't. They're not worried about.
He's gonna give you a copy of that, so you can prepare.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
You want me to go make a copy?
Yeah, please.
I can do that.
Prepare an invoice or a check for our next meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stick it in place.
That way we can stick it.
We're all done. That way it's done.
Yeah. I like to have clean business.
Yeah, so
okay. Anything else? Sorry about having to get up. I had it timed. I could make it to do, and it must have been.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Did you have something, Mark?
No, Julie's here. Is she?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just dropping off reports.
Yeah, she brought us our reports. Very nice one.
What's that?
Very nice one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's no one else in here, so. Gotta wait for you to turn it off. Huh?
Oh, you turned off.
Where's my hammer at?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Ready to adjourn? Okay.
Home ec.
Okay. Testing. Testing. Okay. Reconvene at 12:30. After lunch.
That clock's not right.
Oh.
It is 1:18.
It's 1:18. I was thinking, that doesn't... Did you see me staring at it?
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, no, I took my whole lunch.
Smoking dope or something.
Looking over our way, and it was like...
I didn't recognize
him. He was like staring a hole through us or something.
Tell him to put his hat on and stuff, because that's a... kind of feet not hand to think. I don't know there now. Roger's system. Yeah. I didn't check what he was drinking. Yeah, he goes a little off.
That was something.
I was really surprised he talked to me. I mentioned that, said hi. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll prove the minutes from this meeting. I'd read them. Had you read them?
I'll take your word for it. I'll second it.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, so I read them. They was good. The spelling was all right. Punctuation was wrong.
They kept getting... down further in my email.
All I did was one thing, minutes are approved.
Woohoo! So, I don't know what Bruce said when he was coming in, but this is the insert sheet that I asked him for that they printed.
Oh, he didn't.
You've never had an insert sheet.
He told me that too, and I
He's
was like
we've never printed it. I said, totally Bruce, then what is this?
Told him he'd better behave himself and treat you right.
He said it to me too.
I said, I had to go pull that one from the basement. I said, do you want me to go get the insert sheet?
Well, yeah, they used to be stapled.
Yes.
Probably not after stapling like that. He might give you a real slow.
And I told him, I said, I'm not exactly sure what she's talking about, but. You work it out with her, and be nice to her.
He's like, well, I must have gave them to you for free because they're not in the billing. I said, well, if that's what it is, I said, but this came from you, and he just shook his head no at me.
Well, is he going to print some?
He brought some, didn't he?
He did, but they're with the new books, so they're not going to match the old books. So the old books we'll have to use on the smaller elections,
okay,
which is
fine.
Not a big deal.
Right.
But.
So shouldn't be this
Don't
hard.
Tell me I'm lying when I know what I'm talking about.
So, this deal on the 11,000 for...
Did you guys do it?
It says a use the donation fund for this. The grant 90-10 auxiliary will donate back once paid. But... So the donation fund, because auxiliary has their own account.
Yes.
And so this is coming out of that other one that the money came over to us, that other donation account we have.
So from my understanding, what Nicole said, and Nicole's not here today, so that's the 90-10 grant. So we have to pay the 10%, or we have to pay all of it, and we get 90% back. So I'm assuming the auxiliary is going to pay back.
The 10%.
Yes.
Okay.
Into did they pull it from 2340? They did pull it from 2340.
So I guess I'm confused on why it's not all coming out of 2340 and why it has any. Because basically, my understanding is what is in the auxiliary account is the equivalent of, because it was the old auxiliary account that came over and made the 2340.
Yep.
And so
I don't know. That's how they wanted to do it. Sure. So that's, I'm like, okay, we'll do it that way. Yeah. Yeah.
Since we don't ever do anything with 2340 unless
instructed to. Absolutely.
And then when we get bills for this irrigation election that you just had.
Yep, I'm sending them a report, and I have a meeting tonight. I
and
told
then they pay us.
They will reimburse us for all the costs, yes. And plus, I'm charging them for a portion of what a print cartridge costs and paper to reimburse, and envelopes, because I had to send out a few notices. So.
That Facebook post where it showed, and then you had the question on it.
With Amy.
Some of them not counted. What was the matter?
So there were 63 ballots possible. We had 41 total come back. Two of them were rejected because they did not put the birth year on. So that's why only 39 ballots were. And we had sent out two notices to those two ballots that were rejected. Because that birth year is now a requirement, which, yeah, it is. It's just another step to make people, I don't know how they do it in the bigger counties. We know everybody here, so we can call people, and typically they're like, oh, I forgot, or I'll be in.
According to the news in Yellowstone County, they've been doing the same thing. They've been making phone calls, sending out letters and postcards and everything else to try to get them to come in.
It looks like it's a problem everywhere.
And
it
put
is.
That in. The legislator who dreamed that one up made a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, was part of my point last night.
What is... wife's name's Tiff.
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 Yeah, and she owns the Cattle Brand Coffee in Forsyth.
Okay. She a barrel racer?
No, I don't think so.
Her maiden name was Brake.
Blake?
Brake.
Brake.
Donate back.
I just see that she won the $1,000 and it's your picture's up there.
The Shake of Aid.
Shake of Aid.
There, back to you.
I'm so ignorant. I don't understand how Shake of Aid works.
You just give them a dollar.
You give them a dollar.
Just walk out because it doesn't do no good. Then somebody right through town will shake it and lend
them. What do you have to shake to get?
Five of the pairing.
It's like Yahtzee.
Oh, we'll just call it Yahtzee.
But you only get one shake.
Yeah.
One shake.
Unless you give them another dollar. Is it a dollar?
I think you only get one, though. I don't think you can give them another dollar.
Give them another dollar, you shake again.
No. Well,
one.
That's why
one shake
a day.
Per day.
Yeah.
Per person.
Person.
Yeah.
Yep. So you can't drop 10 and just keep shaking.
Nope.
I'm feeling lucky.
Well, they should be.
Do all establishments have it?
A lot do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you have to have a gambler's license to have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
we could put one here at the courthouse.
A lot of them don't.
We could. I have your guys' budget while you're. So, we had $10,000 in supplies,
and we spent $196. And then purchase services, we spent $13,516, and we had a $15,000 budget. So we all were in the budget realm. Do you want the budget to just be the same for supplies and purchase services?
Yeah, with a raise in personal services.
How high of a raise in personal services? Just to follow whatever's recommended, or do you guys want a significant raise?
I want $1,000.
Yeah, I think we should take it to $1,000 a month.
$1,000 even? Yeah. Great idea.
A month.
I don't know.
You're going to get Dave better wages.
Not a week?
Is that,
well, yes.
Because I've seen here the Yellowstone, what they charged us to take care of the trees.
Some milk came out.
Yes. Yep.
Input from different people.
And I think Robin bought them lunch as well on the credit card. Yeah.
I bought them lunch one day.
Okay. And he bought them the other day.
I didn't want it to come
squad that here.
Yeah.
Out to get us, I guess, is out there, nee. We don't even know what they're doing. Have you heard anything? Let's see. $4.48.
They used to hate those slim who would buy coffee. Take a thermos with you or something.
Well, seeing that John Deere Financial charge for $4.48, I feel quite certain you did not fill out anything to get an account at Torgerson's, did you? And so, because Torgerson's doesn't do any direct bill anymore. I mean, that's what I'm hearing through the grapevine is that's kind of why they were able to relieve Tina. Need for that. They did it in most of the stores.
Gotcha.
But I imagine our Torgerson bills will probably come through John Deere Financial now.
Oh, interesting.
Fine. They just got my credit card. We really have to get it to get in.
Yeah.
Because we got a tractor repair that we didn't have a tractor in there to get repaired, and it was $29,000.
Woo!
It took me 2 months to get it back. And they said, well, that was Steve. Well, I don't care who it was.
Yes, yeah, I don't care. And this is where I'm just like, I'm not paying that.
We did
but
get.
But you already paid it. We got your credit card.
I did get the card service center canceled. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's in this claims, but we should be getting one final bill statement. But I got all those cards canceled. And this one has been phenomenal already. So it's nice to call and get a person.
Even if you are talking to somebody in India.
I heard they announced the irrigation election on the radio. I just wonder how they, unless it was the Facebook page that they pulled it, because I didn't call the radio.
They must have gotten it off
probably.
Facebook page.
Yeah.
Was it KIKC?
Yeah.
Chris Rivera watches.
Oh, does he?
A lot of the public pages.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, that's
which
nice.
Which is good that they pay attention.
Right.
Okay, this is what I want. This one.
Did you find the one for friends?
It's not in here.
Okay.
At least I haven't found it yet. No.
For who?
Friends.
Oh.
You held on to it, didn't you?
Yeah, Lindsay still has it.
I don't know. I talked to one gal down there, and she says, "Oh yeah, well, we'll straighten that out and figure it out." And maybe they're like us. They can't get a hold of Mike either.
Right.
And if we didn't pay it, I told them, I said, we won't pay that if we didn't pay it, but I'm quite sure we paid it.
Yeah.
If we didn't get no more, we got a surplus of it from that because they didn't get any hauled.
Right.
So I told them, you know, we could hire any of those guys and just put them in a truck, just run down there, fill it up and go to a gravel road and dump it and never catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And do it during good weather.
What's the tree trimming thing for Mickey?
That was where they did the South Road.
What did the church do?
4,000.
But it would have cost us.
Oh,
yeah, and we can't just really tell our guys to go trim a whole bunch like that in a deep ravine.
We don't have the equipment.
Don't have the equipment, but you don't have the protection for the men either.
We don't have the manpower, and so.
Money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't tell Tommy that now.
Well. I'm happy to hire somebody else if you give me proof you're insured.
Yeah.
And you have an independent contractor license and a few other things.
And a few tests.
And you'll get it done in that 2 days. I think it took them 2 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I paid for the 1 day lunch and Robin paid for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2 days and we got all of that cleaned up and the taxpayers are really happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever get reimbursed?
I did not submit it.
Why not?
Because I wanted the damn trees cut.
Yeah. How come he's telling you both times for not use that card? And
Just let taxes start coming in. And it'll be taken care of.
Nice. Second half real estate and
first half mobile home. And second half.
So thank you very much.
I also ordered some.
April 29th.
Okay.
Morning. I got the first payment.
It's
May
1st
or April 30th. I got the first payment the day after I mailed them.
Oh,
yeah, it's crazy. So the post office got them out like that.
Do you know what personal property that you have? Are they going out earlier this year? Weren't they late last year?
Mobile home was late last
mobile
year.
Mobile home. Okay.
Yeah. Personal property will be due at the end of June.
Okay.
But we have second half of. Centrally assessed.
Oh,
has started
right.
coming in too. So.
Oh, nice. So we're getting some monies in.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was looking like at the permissive medical levy, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But
like a, I don't know. As of right now, I have about 50, just over $50,000 deposit to take to the bank.
Yay! That's awesome. I know. This month and November, like, well, I guess at the end of the months when you pull everything through, those are like. Right, you know,
who made it?
Right.
You walk into Hardner Billings Clinics and you can watch the monitors behind the desk and they're monitoring everything, even where you're sitting. So, I mean,
that
I think,
argument didn't fly.
Yeah. I know I sat in that Billings surgery thing for 3 hours. And watched myself on camera. You got somebody for surgery. You can't leave. If you sign up that you're the dummy going to drive them out of there, you just got to stay there.
Really?
Yeah. According to their rules. I hauled no boy up there. I guess if they're having trouble in surgery, they can run out and get you. They signed this waiver saying that you're going to make all the decisions if there's something.
Yeah, you have the medical power of attorney.
Yeah, but it's just a fast form. But, you know, maybe they've got people that even not go back. I don't know.
Well, then they're kind of stuck with the patient, so.
Yeah. My poor wife, she's had such a few of them. Me, lately.
Still don't have boots on. Can you wear boots?
Yeah, for a little bit. Okay. Had more trouble. Then I went to breaking out. I got allergic to the medication and across my back and everything. And then my legs that way. I looked like an alligator in spots.
I don't see a thing in here for the youth.
I don't know. It's eventually, they said it's going to get better.
I hope so.
Still sore, but yeah, that was an expensive operation.
Nothing's cheap.
I don't want to go through it again either.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought I was going to get out away from the colonoscopy, but they're still pushing
that one. It's the best sleep you'll ever get, the best 30 minutes.
Yeah, but you go into it.
Don't even know it.
I look forward to the when the 10 years is up because it's the best 30 minutes of sleep I have ever had. Don't even know.
But you go in because your foot's really messed up.
And they want to do a colonoscopy.
Line you up for the colonoscopy. I'll be looking at this foot.
It's like I'm so rested, so when, I came home and conquered the world after that, and then they said, we told you to take it easy, and so apparently I slept through that part, so I felt that I had not gotten that deep of a...
They had me under, just down there 4 hours, a few minutes short of 4 hours with my foot up there, and then wake-up time was terrible. If I got any good sleep, the wake-up time was... They didn't want me to move that foot. So they kind of had me strapped to this thing. I hate that feeling.
And I have an MRI, and I got too close spaces so strapped.
No thanks.
Then I realized we've done harder things. We can manage it. So what things do? MRIs are not fun.
Oh, it's going
to be that one? No, it's Vincent's.
Yeah. I went to that one center that one time. Right up in the lobby where you sat, the big duck block.
Yeah.
Live ducks in it.
That's the Alberta Bear.
They got the open MR.
Okay. Well, I wonder what they put. Yeah,
they shove you in this little culvert. It's got this big magnet that spins around you.
Yeah, but they have one now. It's like, they call it the open MRI.
Yeah.
So you don't feel constrained.
Yeah, because they put the things on my arms like this and then the strap over me.
Yeah.
And when I opened my eyes and realized I was in a coffin, I was like, it's not going to work.
I done one whenever I broke my neck. Yeah. I'm strapped, taped. Can't move. I'm going to really try to do these fair.
Here, oh, you, yeah. You somebody usually it. Gets a lot.
Yeah,
one person
usually
does.
Me.
Let's watch and see how fair she is. Okay. I knew when I got the biggest deck.
I think you did.
Tried to make them even.
Scott, did you have anything you wanted to talk to him about?
Yeah, I was just going
to
jump up quick and give you a quick, kind of a quick status update if you're interested. But I've got almost everything working now. The body cams are back working. The dash cams are back working.
So
I don't think it wasn't that they weren't working. It's just that they weren't set up for me as a user. He did indicate that he did set it up for me as a user, but when they got in there and started doing all the stuff, it didn't appear that was the case. So we got those back up working. The computers were a challenge. Got the computers up working. Done some stuff cleaning the office and that back
garage, got a bunch of stuff from there, just waiting for Mid Yellowstone. I've already stopped and talked to them a couple times about getting that chipper out of there. Once that happens, we should be able to get more of that cleared out.
Is it chipper?
Yeah.
Wood chipper?
Wood chipper in there that was from Mid Yellowstone. Yeah, it was stolen from their yard out here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's been in there. I think before Will left, he contacted him to move it, and then I contacted him to move it. So we have that, but everything seems to be going okay for now. After I get all this stuff taken care of, the next step is trying to get somebody hired. Still have that same person interested. I just told him I had to get everything up and running first before I could go down that path. But other than that, it's about status quo. So I'll be working on the budget with Marley.
It's that time.
That's about it. Don't expect any big expenses this year other than if we hire someone to help run the academy.
Yeah.
That's about it. What's that?
Not taking any trips like the last year.
Not going to Reno?
No. So I've been, I've had two or three different sheriffs that have tried to get me to go to the sheriff's convention, and I told them that at this point, after I get somebody working, maybe I will. But even they say it's only in, I can't remember what they said, it's a billing, but I'm like, it still doesn't matter when no one's here. Mm-hmm. So we'll worry about that later. So no trips.
I'm just making fun.
Yeah, I know.
Can't believe the last week of your job you tear off on vacation.
So on our budget, we actually have commissioner supplies and other.
Mm-hmm. But we did that because remember we had a surplus of monies. I think you guys always have like a supply and a... But we always,
we do,
the past 2 years,
heavy.
We put some in there. So if we had something extraneous that we needed or something, we had to get, we put that extra. Yeah.
So what are we, we're at 800 right now?
768.
Yeah.
768. Yeah. So that makes 240.
That's not that much. That's still not that much.
Is that what you're asking, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just think, maybe a different set of commissioners, it wouldn't be the same, but Ruth and I attend an awful lot of meetings.
There's
the amount of time that goes into this position.
There's a lot of these, too. Calls. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, they look at, twice a month, we legally have to meet with the public. And we do a lot of other stuff when we do that. Mm-hmm. But that don't just stop there. Yeah. It's like the fencing deal he was just talking about. I don't know how many times it's called in and says, we need to look at this, or a cattle guard. Way out of your wheelhouse. Here, you take these ones too.
So the district meeting that's in Malta, June 4th, but I can't find any students on it for second. And I went to the MACO website.
I can't remember what I read about that, but we're meeting here on June 4th.
I thought she said June 9th.
I thought we decided June. I said 4th, but I corrected myself and said the 9th.
I think our district meeting is in Malta on the 4th.
It is in Malta, yes.
Because we decided the 9th because we'll have to do that audit first, and hopefully they have that Thursday. If not, we might have to even push it to the 11th instead of the 9th.
We have to go past the 10th because that messes up the bills.
Okay. Well, then we just have to have a special meeting.
We might have to have a special meeting.
And that's
fine. Yeah.
Yep. We'll do whatever we need. But, it is the 9th.
Yeah, it is.
The meeting is the 9th of June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
The 16th? No, the
19th. The 19th of May.
And then we have compensation on the 21st, I believe is what she said.
Yep, May 21st.
May 28th, and funerals on the 22nd.
So Julie, have you had complaints about the mobile home taxes and all that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But one of the ones that made the largest jump
was mobile home.
Yeah, but one of the mobile homes that made the largest jump, we don't, they don't usually pay anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well done. Because I was shocked.
And then he retired in the first of May.
Mm-hmm. Oof, duh.
Because I didn't know how to do my class, because Al and I own it, and it doesn't sit on our own farm property.
I can't.
And so,
yeah,
there's a way
to do other things.
Is an employee having
he's
to
got
save
such a cushy job.
Stuff, I mean,
it makes a hell of
yep.
a salary.
But I will do that. It's not a significant amount, but when I compare to year to year,
yeah.
then Allison's house
he's gone sometimes 2 months at a time.
To the better.
And
right.
Yeah. Hers is on the foundation. It's not.
I don't see him giving that up.
Whatever that statement has been detitled. Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been detitled.
It hasn't. It's.
No.
I know the one deal.
And I don't understand what does that mean?
Yeah.
Detitled? Mm-hmm. It means it can't be moved, but you have to start with, you come to my office and get the forms, or you can get them online, and then take them to the clerk and recorder's office so they can record them, and then you bring them back. And then we do the D title, and then we have to send it into the state.
And so why would you do that? What's the benefit of it?
If you were to sell, well, first you can get it all on one tax bill. But if you were to sell the place, most institutions will not do a 30-year loan on a mobile home. You can only do 15. So you'd have to do a separate, if you were to sell it.
And that's probably because it sits on... not her property, it's on my property. Mm-hmm. And so there's no reason to do it because.
Yeah, because yeah, they have to have the same owner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Borman, when they bought all those that they set all around, that was Frank's thing then. He came in and detitled every one of them. And that's actually how we learned to do it. Was
mm-hmm.
We'd had one. But muddled through that one, yeah. And then he came in. He was coming in every other week because they set so many of them.
And then when he stopped doing it, they don't do it anymore. So, I mean, they get mobile home bills now.
Some of older tractors and certificates. And I think they had a little bit of some odds and end tools.
Is that crusher?
Yeah. That big one there. Mm-hmm.
They're going to be right there with the airplane hangar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that big arm, but it's like a custer.
Yeah. Out there by the new,
by the horse facility.
Horse farm.
Who's horsey enough around there to need a big...
That's where they're going with them.
They're
going
to start raising horses.
I know they sold a bunch of them so far.
Well, they've got a road grader out there.
Pretty tired, though. Looks pretty tired.
Yeah, it does.
They're selling that really cool fire rig.
Yes.
That what?
That fire truck.
The old 6x5?
Yeah, the red one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing it was an automatic, I think. The driving sure would tank.
We got a couple of those.
Yeah, we've had plenty of them. I still got one.
Do they?
Yeah.
I had a voicemail on my phone.
It'll be interesting to see
Chanel from Stockman Bank called. Apparently, there's a scam
too, but it will be interesting to
going
see
around
for
specifying the eBiz customers. So if you get a phone call or something about it, it's
okay.
A scam.
Okay.
And apparently, it must be affecting enough people or getting enough people that they're actually making phone calls.
I had a call the other day.
People.
The guy, I was in billing, so it was just weird. And he called. And he said that there'd been a charge on my credit card for, I don't know, a big amount in Chicago. And he went through this whole thing, I'm going to take it off, and he's from Citibank, blah, 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 blah. And finally he got to, I waited, because I thought, okay, this has got to be, because the amounts he gave me
mm-hmm.
and where were they too weird. Anyway, I said, he said, now, if you'll give me the last 8 numbers off your credit card, then I can get this, go ahead, take care of this. And I said, that's okay, thank you very much. I'll take care of it from this end, and hung up on him. Because it was like, no.
Yeah.
We had a guy, he couldn't hardly speak English, but he said, we found your wallet. Just luckily, me and the wife were sitting there paying bills, and they were sitting on top of my check right in front of me. And he says, if you would just confirm the address and everything on your driver's license and your checking account, he said, we'll get it back to you.
And they try everything.
I bet if you told them 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they probably would have got right on it.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
Washington,
D.C.
But I just, you know, a lot of times I leave it in the pickup or, you know, yeah, not even think of it. We was paying bills that day, and it's sitting there, and never answered the phone. I'm like, okay.
It's crazy. And it, when he first called, I thought, oh, gosh. Not again.
Right.
Because it takes forever. So one of the questions I ask is, so I can't use my credit card while you're going to send me a new one? Well, yeah, you could go ahead and okay. Because before,
I
couldn't use the card.
But it was a true deal. And I've made right in my backyard. Charged me for a tractor repair. I mean, that was a mistake. I'd go for that. It didn't help much. I was blaming a guy with the money, so I want back.
Yeah.
You take it out, you put it back in.
I don't care whose fault it is. I just want my money back.
Fix it.
I don't really like that deal where you get your credit card.
I don't either. I got a doctor's appointment the other day and went in, and I've always said, don't start going to the doctor because they just keep you coming back. And that's, I've got 2 more appointments now because I went once.
Oh man, I gotta go figure out what the hell I'm allergic to. My pills or something reacted against me and just broke out the big rash. It's miserable.
It itches too, doesn't it?
Oh man. I just hope it would be something simple, like shingles or something.
Shingles aren't simple.
The only discussion we have on here is for Nicole's hours. She did also hear of the complaint that was received. Because I asked her if the broom and everything was available in there. She is, I think she said she comes in, I have to remember the days. Sunday is one, and I think it's, is it Thursday and Sunday? It's either Thursday and Sunday or Tuesday and Sunday. So she is coming in twice, but she had 0 hours at the fire hall this time, and she has a couple of weddings coming up. So, just the possibility of, and especially here at budget time, to maybe increase their hours a little bit. So that way in the months that she does have the events, she can still clean the center at least twice a week. So just something to think about. We don't have to decide today.
I don't see a problem with it at all.
Okay. Cause she's getting paid $15 an hour, and I know we have it enough in there for right now, but.
You guys think, I don't see a problem with it because, and it's apparent that the complaints are going to be heard no matter what we do.
Yes. And she said, I could cut it back to once a week. I was like, don't do that. I said, let me talk to them and see if we can maybe increase it, whether it's even just 5 or 10 hours.
I can't believe how well things are taking off with their little fire hall.
Well, and that's the thing.
I'd like to say, make something nice and keep it clean, yeah, and they will come.
Well, and then we've got, I think we have 2 weddings. We have the Street Fest, and we have the 4th of July coming up. So, I mean, it's busy this summer. So she's going to need some.
I mean,
exactly.
And I didn't really want to have that built and then just have it set there with the doors locked and used once a year for.
Yeah. I like the fact that we have somebody that's checking before and after.
Yes.
And we have somebody that is their duty, as opposed to adding one more slot onto what goes on here.
Yes.
And because There's just not enough hours.
There's no in a day.
So I don't see a problem with what we think, and it will probably have to be addressed again.
Yes. As
these things get used more.
Continued. Yeah. So, okay.
Myself, I was just kind of throwing a dart to the wall when we started it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we could do.
Yeah.
Yep. But I mean, and I don't think she's doing a bad job. Sean is talking with Mike about the floors. He said materials for the higher grade stuff is going to run about $4 to $5 a square foot. I don't really recall the square footage over there, but they're in the process.
$8,000.
Yep, and then we'd have labor on top of that. About
2,000 square foot on there, isn't
it? Mm-hmm. I think so.
I mean, I'm taking rough estimates.
Yeah.
The kitchen and everything.
Yeah, and that's the high, because I told him, I said we have a bunch of metal chairs and they don't always keep the rubber caps on. We need something that's going to be pretty durable. Over there,
and what we're supposed to have over there, but
yes.
I can't. The way it scratched right away, I can't imagine that it was the grade it was supposed to be.
Yeah. So, and Mike said that's what you're looking at is about $4 to $5 a square foot, just for material. So. Yeah.
Well, Al had told me that at the Mid-Yellowstone meeting, they have an ability because of the multiple co-ops that are together, and I didn't pay enough attention to what he was telling me. I'll be honest, I just got bits of it, that they have the ability that we could potentially look at they have a place they can get these mini splits at a better cost than if we did something, but that has been a continued complaint over there, that draft or whatever, and the baseboard heating gets so hot. I think at some point we need to revisit the heating and cooling of that structure.
I agree.
Which is what Kenny Rowlandson was talking about
at that
our
one night.
Combined meeting. And
So in the Mid-Yellowstone office, they have those box heaters.
That's what he was talking about.
That's what we have at the church. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And we also have the baseboards, but we're talking about ripping them out with the daycare because...
Yeah, they get hot.
Yeah, they do. And that's a huge liability with the kids. And so just utilizing those two big boxes because they're... Yeah, and they're energy efficient. We actually get a reduction in our electric bill for it.
Yeah.
So it's
that's,
nice.
That's what he was talking about using over there. And you know, maybe... something, because I don't know the air conditioning. I don't know anything about that building.
Yeah.
But I think we should consider maybe because it would, in the long run, save the county
some
money on becoming a little more efficient.
Yeah.
Air conditioning units over there, of course, they're on the roof, are 10 years old, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an age on them, but they should run a little longer than that.
But if you get this system, you're going to have...
You'll have both.
The ability to do the air conditioning that way.
I think just going to seal the roof up someday and,
I just think we ought to consider at some point have somebody look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what's out there because technology's changed.
Yep.
You know, it's changed so much.
And there's no way these baseboards are efficient.
No.
We need
They're
to do the
so
same
expensive.
Thing in here.
Yes.
But even like where the trucks park, there's more stuff that you could use today that's so much more efficient than those tubes. Those tubes are nice.
Mm-hmm.
They heat up the stuff. They don't heat, you know, really the air. It radiates back off.
Yeah.
You know, they work. But...
Then in my email, I got something from Mako that there's this DES grant that could help us with cybersecurity to get new hardware.
I didn't print that one.
And you had talked about a server. You talked about, I don't know what it is you need. But it's 100%, we get reimbursed 100% on it when we get the application in. And it can be for schools or churches or governments. And I don't know what we have. I know we can have a new server, but I don't know.
So I talked to him about that because Julie was having issues. Julie and Lindsay's offices. For whatever reason, their Tyler systems are not, I think personally it's a wiring issue. I think there's something up in the ceiling going from the server to just that office.
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked DIS on our servers are fine. There's tons of storage. There's tons of, he's like, you shouldn't have to worry about that at all. So he said to call Tyler to see if there's any issue. And I know she called yesterday. Did you ever get in contact with her?
Yeah, they want to. She's thinking that she's going to have to send it on to tech support. So the next time it happens, I have to take a video of what it's doing and then explain what it's doing and send it.
Okay.
So So,
and of course, when she first called.
We were doing cybersecurity, that insurance thing, whatever, we opted out because it was really expensive.
Yes, it was very expensive.
And so maybe there's something that this grant with the hardware.
Okay. I'm wondering if we could throw in the fiber optic in there, which I know we're getting fiber optic here in another year.
Well, they're going to start on it in a year.
They're going to start on it in a year. So we know how that goes. But
they're coming out of
just the, feet, so. The efficiency of the high speed.
Well, maybe this would allow us to use this because it can be for hardware to get Starlink.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That
so I just forwarded that to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
It just came out this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so maybe we could, and it's 100% reimbursable. So I guess I'm asking you to do, like you said, creatively did the two of us through CARES Act.
Okay.
Find a way to find what you want to make work within the grant.
Okay. And when is it due?
31st of December, I think.
Oh, so we have a while.
We have some time, but set them in as quickly as we can. And so if you just tell me what you think you need, I mean, I can get that grant filled out.
Okay.
I don't know needs, wants, or any parts of it.
Okay.
But when I saw it, all the things you talked about,
mm-hmm.
our internet and our different things here, and
mm-hmm.
this might be the answer to some of those problems.
Mm-hmm.
On somebody else's paycheck.
Yes. That would be... I would like that for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm gone next week to Dylan.
31st of December is not right.
Oh, it's not. I'm going to ride with Sherry. We're going to take her car. It's Mother's Day on Sunday, so we're going to leave later in the day on Sunday because it's over a six-hour drive. We're going to stop in Livingston and stay the night, and she has an Airbnb credit, so I don't even have to worry about a hotel cost that night. So then we'll go on to Dylan, and then I'll be back Friday. But we might have to give her some money for mileage. So, but it saves both the counties money that way. So, and then we have the other election coming up. Next meeting, we'll have election judge resolution for you guys. Trying to think what else. We're getting the rest of the stuff to the auditors. They're wrapping up our audit.
Have they had a lot of questions or anything?
No, because we sent most of the stuff when they had to help us with the AFR. So we didn't really have to send a whole lot, which was actually kind of nice because mm-hmm. it's so busy right now.
Okay. But it has been a smoother audit for you folks here?
I for me it has. Did they even ask you for anything?
Oh, yeah, we had. Well, did you have to send stuff? Only on that initial thing they sent when they sent
back
the
in
reports
the fall.
And everything. Yep.
Yeah.
We haven't had to send anything.
Yeah.
More.
So we pretty much gave everything in the fall.
Wonderful.
So. It's been pretty good. It's been really quiet, which is, I mean, no news is good news, I guess. But I was trying to think of anything else.
It blows my mind that they've done an audit and they've not even seen the whites of their eyes.
I know.
I had an audit on Tuesday and they came to see the whites of my eyes.
You've got to watch these shares.
I think that's all I have for you guys. Working on budget.
So when it comes to budget things,
mm-hmm.
I think we all know the expenses are best.
Yes.
And we're not the only county like that.
No.
But this new property tax thing and how it changed on some places, is that going to give us more money?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, because centrally says tends
or it
to
just
know.
Might cause more
I just think it's
protests.
I think it's going to be chaos.
Because what were we? Were we 52% centrally assessed?
Oh, more than that. It's closer to 80.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, I thought it was.
80.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, see, I was way off.
But depending on, because they have that way they do it, because they took away all that class structure on the centrally assessed.
Mm-hmm.
And centrally assessed, they have a team of people to know how to project what they're going to
Yeah. There's no surprises in their world when it comes to property tax.
I don't understand how generally as things get older, they depreciate. How does the same building assess for more money today, 35 years later, than it...
Sound like the guy that had been posting on Facebook that they're being taxed on money that they've never seen, and because the property values are increasing so bad, and it's like, yeah, but if you sold that property, you would get that money.
It's like that couple in Bozeman with their house.
And that's terrible.
Yeah.
For them, but
I understand the Facebook posts, and I get it, because it's like if you were having to pay income tax on your unrealized gains on your investment account. It's exactly the same thing. But I also know you with your house or your property expect somebody to take care of the road, somebody to take care of all the things that go with it. And somebody, it has to come from someplace.
Right.
Yeah. So it basically makes me think that all of this property tax restructure in the state of Montana has been a way to manipulate the public to finally embrace a sales tax.
That makes sense.
It's baby steps to get them.
Got to put the pressure on.
Yep.
Yeah, to find the spots so that you can get the non-residents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how what they did with this property tax. It's changed to put a lot of the burden on the non-resident, the non-homestead people in primary residence, so they can see that let's let these other people pay so then we now address this and make it to where we can have all the tourists pay some.
Which some were largely manipulated in our daily lives.
Which we just don't realize it.
The cities that have their own
option taxes
are getting that money. Bozeman's already getting that money, a lot of it.
So is Red Lodge.
But yet their property taxes are
horrible.
I think it's going to be a huge issue at the election this year. I think property tax, all of it, because of the affordability issues and all that goes with it, it's going to be... Unfortunately, you won't have sent out the property tax statements.
Yeah, we will. Not for absentee ballots, but all of the property taxes will have to be out before the end of October.
So they're just going to barely get it out before the end of the
Yep.
Exactly. We're going to send some of the incumbents, if they didn't understand what they voted on at the last legislative thing, they're going to know.
Yep.
As I listen to some of these guys, and I've done some Facebook meetings to hear these guys speak, why would I reelect the guy who's telling me he's going to fix all this when he was already there once and he voted to get us into this mess? So, maybe not going to get my vote.
I don't like the amount of money that's in all these elections. It's ridiculous. Because I looked it up, what the legislators get. They get like $186 a day plus $200 per diem for 90 days every other year.
We're
spending $50,000-$60,000
on... I really don't know why I brought these in, but these came in the mail today. Who are the conservatives for Montana?
I don't know.
Girl Sports for Girls. Is that Doug Martin's actual, or is that a...
No, this is put up conservatives for Montana.
Just like the one that...
But they just put on Facebook to back Kemet's yesterday.
And I got a text message today, or yesterday. I think we're good. Any meetings?
We had local government last night.
Oh.
Oh, Oil and Gas County's annual meeting is in Shelby.
When is that one?
The 15th and 16th of June.
Shelby, it's just not around the corner.
No, neither is Malta.
But I looked at one thing, and Malta, we can get there in 4 hours, so we can drive. I can drive that day. If you'd like to go, we'll drive that day. My concern, and I told my spouse this, I said, I have a great concern because there's a lot of reports between Roundup going north.
Okay, I got a gun.
And so I said, I know you do, and I
take your protection.
And then I'll take the pickup, which has OnStar, so you always have connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own hotspot.
Nice. Yeah, because that is a very long...
It is a long way.
Yeah. Because I went to Malta and Glasgow.
Oh, yeah.
And takes that same road.
Bottom to Muscle Shell up to Roundup in that way. Yeah. But there's been a number of... And I said, this isn't just one incident.
No, it's multiple.
There's been two in the last 2 weeks.
What's happening?
There's some people that try to run you off the road.
What?
The female drivers. Mm-hmm.
Or if you stop at a rest area.
You stop at that gas station right before you take that road to... I can't remember what that little town is right there. It's not really a town, but there's like a post office and a gas station. Yeah.
Oh.
And you stop at that little gas station, and then you head out, and there's no service. Mm-hmm. There's no cell service, and there's nobody around. And there's apparently a pickup that keeps trying to run women off the road.
Sounds like somebody needs a ride in the backseat.
Mm-hmm. But by the time they can get to... By the time they can get to service and call it in, that pickup is gone. Like, it's gone.
The judge?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the little snake charmer.
Yeah.
Well, I think bad about it is one shot.
And on one of those interviews, Krista Manley was who they talked to.
Yeah, because she runs that store.
She does.
Yeah.
The best thing you can have
at grass range
is a shotgun.
Yep.
That's what this, the
snake charmer is.
That's what the judge is.
Yeah, I know. It's a pistol, but I mean shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the judge, yeah. I had a judge. I sold a judge.
I really wanted to kill snakes.
Well, there you go. That was perfect for that. for self-defense, and when I mean shotgun, I mean 12-gauge shotgun.
Yeah.
I've got one of those.
I like the short barrel. I like the front handle.
Great job.
Huh? Yeah, but great job.
12-gauge shotgun, if somebody's trying to come over to your car to get you, and you can't hardly miss if you try it.
Right. But from me to you, I got a pump, and I guarantee you can make a mess of a tree. I've never shot anybody, but you know.
Okay. You still want meetings?
Yes.
They're harder to trace, too.
That was it. SEMTC, we both attended the weed board meeting.
We did.
You ladies been very busy.
And I attended two local government review meetings.
I did too. Those.
And planning board.
Gotcha.
And you're still salaried.
Still got $762 last month.
Okay. Adjourn?
I'm going to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.